Okay, can I have a roll call, please?
All council members are present.
Thank you. Tonight's invocation will be led by Pastor Stephen Brown from Praise Chapel. If you would like to join us, please stand.
Good evening. Father God, we would like to thank you for today. Your word tells us that righteousness exalts the nation. We ask that you pour out wisdom on our city officials, that every decision made is with the well-being of our local citizens. Lord, we ask for understanding where there are differences and cooperation where there are challenges, that our city will have a future filled with hope, and most of all, your love. It will be evident when all of us this holiday season. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Please join us in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. It's now time for call to the public. This is the opportunity for citizens wishing to address the council on issues within the jurisdiction of the city, but issues that are not listed on tonight's agenda. If you would like to address the council when you approach the podium, please state your name clearly for the meeting record. Comments from the public are limited to 3 minutes per individual, unless you are speaking on behalf of a group that is present with you here, at which time it will be limited to 5 minutes. If you are representing a group, please notify the vice mayor before you begin your comments, and he will adjust the timer accordingly. If your comments relate to an item on tonight's agenda, please wait until that item is called and call to the public for that item is announced. At the conclusion of call to the public, individual members of the council may respond to criticism made by those who have addressed the council. They may ask staff to review a matter or ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda. However, members of the council cannot discuss or take legal action on matters that are not already on the agenda.
Please. Okay, my name is Connie Bohorkas. I live at 600 Riverview Drive. That's on the Riverview curb. And I'm addressing the council. I would appreciate somebody looking into paving the parking lot across the street from me, because it's a dirt cloud, and we're used 24/7, and it's nothing but blowing dirt and dust right into my house. So thank you very much. Somebody could look into it and get back with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. My name is Brandy Dubois. I'm here with my husband, Rusty Dubois. We own Tri-State AC Hero, and we are also members of Trinity Baptist Church, where we have built a huge Christmas light display, and we are here tonight to invite the city and our community to come and visit it. It's a free event. The lights are on every night from 6 to 9 p.m., but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, Snoopy, and a live nativity. So we just like you all come and visit it, and we're just trying to spread some Christmas cheer, and let Rusty tell you a little bit more about it.
So what we've done at the church, we've done quite a bit of floats for the Boombox Parade in the past years. I try to wow people and when you come down and see them. So we've recreated at least, I think it's 3 or 4 different floats that we've had down the past for the Women's Council. So the kids can come in, they can interact into it. You know, the Polar Express, they can walk through it, they can ring the bell, drive you crazy hearing the bell after a little bit. We added a new mountain. So basically inside the mountain, it's decorated, it's got scene setters in there, it's real pretty. Basically, we snow inside that mountain, because out here in Bullhead, you wouldn't believe it, but there's wind here a lot. So we've tried to put it inside this, what I call a mountain, and if you guys go see it, you'll see how big it is, just so the kids can enjoy themselves in snow and it can fall on them and not blow over their heads or blow behind them, you know. So we have over 20,000 synchronized lights on it. As Matter of fact, I'm going to go out and make the claim, and anybody can challenge me. This is the biggest light show in Bullhead City. Okay, I'm going to tell you, it is flat amazing. We do have hot chocolate cocoa for anybody that wants to come over there and see it. And like I say, I'd like to see some of you guys over there. You guys get a chance. Thank you.
Thank you. I may have missed it, but what is the address?
The address is 1941
Havasupai.
Havasupai Drive.
Bullhead City.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. Next.
Yes, my name is John Pettit. I'm here representing the Church Without Walls, which is essentially a group of homeless people. You know, Catholic Charities told me that they had the homeless all taken care of and no problem. Well, that's not true. The homeless are not taken care of. There's families, or I call them communities, of them in all over Bullhead City that Catholic Charities doesn't want to help. I took 5 people this last month to Catholic Charities for a shower, for rest. They have what's calling a shaded area or something like that. Anyway, 5 different people, and one for a haircut. Nobody was seen. They turned them all away, told them they can't help them. I want to know what Bullhead City's attitude or ideas about homeless less expensive. I know that you guys looked at a hotel one time that we were going to put the people in, and that didn't happen. The people remodeled the hotel, and they're using it today. I just want to know, we have a problem with homeless. And we have a problem. The city's turning their back on them. It seems like they don't care anymore. And Catholic Charities cannot control it. They don't want to. Anyway, Pastor Steve can tell you, I'm down at his facility frequently during the week, and I'm getting food for just one person. I don't get for families, because we don't really have families. We have individuals that are homeless. And I have another place, Goodwill, I go for clothing for them. I need some help from the city. The homeless need some help. And we can't keep on turning our backs to them. We need to recognize them and try and do something to, they're part of our community. And we get paid for them being here. What's that point in date, the count? Anyway, I want to ask that all of you ladies and gentlemen think about it, and I'd like to meet with you again next month or before. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. My name is Nicole Tracy. Good evening, Mayor, and our city manager and city council members and city officials. I thank you for your time. This upcoming Saturday, the 20th, the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis will be helping ring the bells for the Salvation Army in front of Sam's Club. They will be starting from 10, going till 4. And as we've been doing for the past 6 years, my husband and I started something that we fondly call Red Kettle Rhythms. And we have music throughout the day, duos, trios, singles. We're going to start with K-Brick on a saxophone playing, along with wonderful Christmas tunes. And so the music will go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's going to be a beautiful day, and just bringing attention to the kettles, which need much attention everywhere in the world, but especially here. So I thank you for your time. If anyone would like to come down from 3 p.m. on, we're going to be doing a community caroling. I'll have the lyrics for the Much like the event that we had the other night here, thank you, City, for that, for supporting the Morning Kiwanis with the community caroling. And so we will be just having a great time, and would love to have you join us. So Red Kettle Rhythms this Saturday, December the 20th. If we don't get to see you, Merry Christmas, and thank you for all that you guys do.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Next.
Scotty from Bowhead. All Catholic charity wants is their money, so that's another story. I'm done with it. Where do I start? Let's start with the police chief over here before he gets out of a job. I reported a theft. Got this in the mail. It cost $1.03 to mail it. It's a theft report. All it says on here, offensive type of crime, is theft. That's it. Doesn't say anything, what it was, whatever. What it was about, somebody stole this off my car. I want this to go out. I don't know what the process does. Just go to places out in the street there where you can look up what was stolen. Gee, this is kind of recognizable if a guy's riding around in the police car. Well, that's in that guy's garage over there. I saw it the other day. I will prosecute the SOB. I did when somebody stole my signs during the election. I prosecuted them. And if somebody has this, I'll give them $100 to get it back, because I'll prosecute who. They stole it right off my truck in my friggin' front yard. They're one lucky son of a bitch that got away with it. Real lucky, because that guy that broke into my house, I was chasing him down the street with a knife. So if I would have caught this guy, whoever, and this had two magnets on it, it did not blow up. $7 magnets were holding this on my truck. Did not blow off in the wind. And in my theft report, it cost you $1.03 to mail. I got 5 pages of malarkey. You want to save some money, quit sending out, whatever. Now, I think all of you guys, this collision report, finally got it back after 31 days when I was involved in an accident. But what I didn't get were pictures of the police body cameras. They want money for that. This is your cash cow. This is how Toby makes his raise. I had a picture on you once tonight, Toby. But anyway, I think I should. I know my lawyer's going to request it, but why should I have to pay money for it? I was knocked the hell out. I couldn't take pictures on my old stinking camera. I couldn't do it myself. I was sitting on a rock, a big boulder. So I would think that I would get... I think, yeah, why wouldn't I? Anyway, you guys all got this up there. This is a veteran's backlog. I'm rebuttaling Pamela Hambly, Paula Hambly, that she was here last time. She's got a right to her opinion. She's got a right to 3 minutes, but I'm going to tell you what.
So your time's up, Scotty. Have a nice day now.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Leslie Chester. I'm with Community Pride Advocates, and this is Catherine Lopez Rajanimi, our president. We hosted a lighting display contest in Gary Keith Park, and we'd like to announce the winners officially here and bring you some cheer because it's needed. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. So, first of all, I'd like to thank the city and the Matadors for the beautiful Christmas tree that we had this year. It was just amazing to watch the caroling and have the tree lighting at the same time. It was such a beautiful event. And then to watch the families that went through our lighting display was such, I mean, just to talk about holiday cheer. So hopefully next year we'll get more participants so we can have a much better competition. So, but it was a lot of fun. So without further ado, we're going to announce the winners. So we have our judge's choice, and best of overall was St. Margaret Mary's Catholic Church. They had the nativity scene. And then the Best of Solar Youth, our White Christmas Award, goes to JatCom, and they did a snow globe.
Okay. And then the one that everybody was waiting for and voting online on our Facebook page, that's the Public Choice Twinkle of Approval Award. And with 42 votes was Mountain View Homes, A Snoopy Christmas. The lights are still on at Gary Keith Park from now through December 28th. So make sure you guys go stroll through the park and take a look at the lights.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate the city again participating in this and making it possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Next.
Good evening, Rose Jacobs, Bullhead City. Mr. Mayor, council members, City of Bullhead residents. I'm here tonight representing the Colorado River Concert Series. The Concert Series is currently celebrating 51 years of providing professional entertainment to the tri-state area. Each one of our performing arts programs brings four professional concerts per year to the Mojave High School Auditorium. We currently started the season back in November 13th with the Mid-Atlantic Men. We had 327 attendees for that evening's performance, and it garnered rave reviews. Our other season shows will be in 26, coming up on January 15th, is Lauren Jilkovich, and she is an award-winning classical vocalist, and she's going to be accompanied by her classically trained pianist that travels with her. Lauren has been in the music business since she was a young girl, and she was a grand prize winner, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, from Star Search. She also has performed off-Broadway, as well as Carnegie Hall, the Owensboro Symphony, and the Opera Theater of St. Louis, Missouri. She's also worked with Dolly Parton on a Netflix movie musical that you might like this time of year called Christmas on the Square. So if you're a classical person, you like classical music, and you don't find that so much here in the area, please come out. It's all classical that night. February 5th is the Brothers Doobie, and then our last performance will be March 17th, and that is a country music recording artist called the Swan Brothers, and they were actually on season four of The Voice and were didn't win, but they were the other finalist. And so they've done a lot of great music, and we're excited to have them in our community. A lot of country people here in the community. Season tickets are $100 for the three remaining concerts. They can be a gift for Hanukkah or Christmas. The tickets can be printed off of our website. Each performance is $35 each, and then the student tickets are $5 each. So just wanted to tell everybody, if they're interested, to go to our website. Those that are interested in purchasing tickets, it is crconcerts.com, crconcerts with an S.com. And I have a couple of seconds here, so I do want to thank our regular attendees, our community sponsors that support the concert series. We are grateful for your continued support of the performing arts here and around the Bullhead City area. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Bullhead City. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Seeing no one rise, we'll close the call to the public. Any agenda modifications?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading in full of all ordinances and resolutions presented for adoption at this meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Manager's report.
Good evening, Mayor. Council members, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be back here on January 6th. So this will be our last meeting of 25. Just a few brief items on my report. The holiday celebrations have been fantastic. There's one more this weekend. There's a boat parade, so get out and enjoy that. But kudos to the community, from the boombox parade to the magic of Christmas at the field house and everything in between. It's been a very Merry Christmas in our community. If you haven't had a chance to enjoy it, check it out online. Thousands and thousands of people have been entertained by all of the variety of events and activities that have happened, and you know, it's fascinating and it's wonderful. And what we offer here, if you were at the Magic of Christmas, if you were at the Boombox Parade, these are big city events in a small town. So kudos to our community for all of that hard work. And there's way too many people to thank and way too many things to talk about. You know who you are, and if we pull that off again next year, it will be awesome. So thank you to everybody involved. We also had an opportunity this afternoon, the council toured the new animal shelter. And so that's down on Miracle Mile. It's the old newspaper building. Things are coming along very well. We do believe we'll be able to open sometime this spring, as the council saw. And there was a pool reporter. He happens to be in the audience. You can find his report on the Daily News website. Probably some pictures too. Essentially, it's still under construction. There's still a lot of work to do with the kennels. We are a few months away from opening. We promise that when we're ready to open, we'll have a huge community celebration, but we still need a little more time down there. We're anticipating spring. That could be February, that could be March, it could be April. There's a few moving parts and pieces that we're just not ready for, and we're gonna do it the right way. We're gonna move into what really will be the most incredible animal shelter that this county and this region of our country has ever seen. The council can attest to it. If you have any questions, they saw it today, and it is a beautiful facility. And then finally, Eddie's going to give, the assistant city manager, Eddie Jarre, is going to give a report on the hazardous and bulky item drop-off day.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just wanted to give you a quick report on the hazardous and waste recycle cleanup that we had about a month ago on November 1st. It's a biannual event, and we do it in the spring and fall. This year, as normal, we partnered with Republic Services for bulk pickup, and this year was also the first time that we gave out sandbags. So a big shout out to our Public Works crew. We gave out about 300 sandbags, and on the hazardous waste side, we partnered with Mojave County, and we also brought in Nevada State Recycle for electronics. Just a quick insight into what we collected. We had one full truck with 5,325 pounds of electronics and small appliances, 84 TVs, 64 flat screen TVs, 16 CRT TVs, and 4 rear projection TVs. On the bulk totals, we had a full 40-foot container and an additional 1.5 ton of bulk items hauled in our rear load truck. It was a total of 109 truckloads of bulk items, totaling 5.6 tons all together. As I mentioned, 300 bags, sandbags were given, and on the hazardous waste, a variety of items were collected. Top items collected were lithium lead acid batteries at 3,500 pounds. We also had light bulbs, propane cylinders were also collected, antifreeze, oil, flammable liquids, and miscellaneous cleaning products, paint, fire extinguishers, and we encourage the public to utilize this event to clean up their garages or any project that they might have. We did have an individual who brought in some pallets that they were not going to be using anymore. So please watch out for this event in spring and fall, and clean out your garages responsibly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor and council members, reports on current events. I'd like to start at this end tonight. Council members.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Republican women meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. The next meeting is on January 7th. The speakers will be Catherine Lopez Rajanimi, who's running for state assembly, they don't call it assembly here, Legislative District 30, and also Alex Culloden, who is running for Secretary of State. If you would like to attend, there is no cost. If you would like lunch, it's $15. We meet at Chaparral Restaurant at 1260 Mojave Drive. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you.
Councilmember Ring?
No, just wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Councilmember O'Neill? Councilmember Newland? Vice Mayor?
I do. I also want to wish everybody a very safe Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year. And I also want to give a shout out to somebody who gets does an awful lot and gets a very little recognition, and that's Lori Duggins of our Bullhead City Police Department. Along with all the officers and all the volunteers, we're going into various neighborhoods for the last, well, since last week, and it'll end probably tomorrow night, going into neighborhoods and giving out gifts, toys, to the children that show up. And I also want to thank Chief Sparks and Deputy Chief Harms, because they've been out there with us, and I greatly appreciate everything they do. They're giving away everything from airplanes, balloons, hats, backpacks, and from what I'm told, about 22,000 stuffed animals during this Christmas season. So I want to thank all of you guys and appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure everybody else in the city of Bullhead as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to echo the city manager's comments. There have been a lot of Christmas celebrations, holiday spirit around town, and it's just amazing to have a community like this where people really come out for each other and for the community. And many of them that I attended were well attended, and it's all awful nice to see that when we're, you know, trying to provide those things for folks in the community. Lastly, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I hope your holidays are fruitful, and I wish you a Happy New Year. Are there any items to be withdrawn from the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'll take a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept all items as stated on the consent agenda.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 4.
Item number 4, this is a public hearing. Discussion and possible action to adopt ordinance number 2025-14, approving an amendment to Z23-011, ordinance number 2024-02, stipulation number 5, to allow the applicant additional time to obtain building permits for a 9.8-acre parcel of land located at 2350 Silver Creek Road and described as the southeast corner of the northeast quarter of the northeast quarter of Section 24, Township 20 North, Range 22 West, Bullhead City, Arizona.
Mayor and Council Members, our Planning Manager, Johnny Laura, will present this item.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So this is a request for an extension of time for a zoning map change for the property located at 2350 Silver Creek Road from R1L, single family residential, to a planned area development with commercial and multifamily uses. Council approved this in January of 2024. That would have allowed the applicant to build a mixed-use project with 75 or so high-end storage units, some of which would have apartments upstairs on the front half of the parcel and approximately 112 apartments on the rear of the parcel. The applicant was given until January of 2026 to have permits issued in order for the zoning to vest. To date, the applicant has not submitted building plans, but their traffic engineer did submit a traffic impact study, and we have coordinated with their architect on site planning issues, including the driveway access off of Silver Creek Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval. I stand for any questions.
Council, any questions for Johnny?
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question. Johnny, was the applicant notified by mail about this public hearing?
Yes, yeah, they applied for the extension.
Did they respond about showing up to this meeting?
They're out of the area. I think we can probably call them in if we need to. But yeah, they were very aware of the meeting date.
Okay. No, I don't have any further questions. I do like this project, and I know this applicant has been present many times before the council, so I don't have a problem with the extension.
Thank you. Any other questions for Johnny? Thank you, Johnny. Anybody in the audience? Seeing no one rise, council, what's your pleasure?
Motion to approve item 4 is read. Second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 5.
Item number 5, discussion and possible action to 1, approve the final plat for City Center District, lots 4 and 5, tract 5178, 2, the water allocation in the amount of 52.39 acre feet, and 3, authorize the mayor to sign the final plat.
Mayor Head, Council Members, Johnny Laurel will present this item. I just want to make one quick comment. It comes up a lot. There's this idea out there that the city doesn't have enough water. We just need to make it clear that this development, like other developments where we're allocating water to the development, the city has an adequate water supply. In fact, is using less than half of its water supply. So while it may appear that we're trying to conserve water, we are. because we're saving water for future growth and future development, which is just extremely good planning that the city's been doing for many, many years. So while we do allocate water in a subdivision just like this, you know, we shouldn't be under the impression that there's no water to allocate. The city has 30,000 acre feet of water. Of course, some of that's already been allocated. We use about 12,000 to 15,000 a year. So there's about 15,000 acre feet of unused water. And so it's a big subject. We could talk about it for hours, but I just want it to be clear because it comes up from time to time, especially on social media. Is there enough water? And the answer is the city has an adequate water supply to last us and to grow to well over 100,000 people.
Thank Johnny. You.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mayor and Council, so this is the request for approval of the final plat and the water allocation for City Center District lots 4 and 5. So the purpose of this plat is to resubdivide parcel 3, which is 246 acres, to create two additional parcels, noted as lots or parcels 4 and 5 on the plat. Lot 4, proposed to be 20.85 acres, will be developed with approximately 155 residential units. Lot 5, which is approximately 2 acres, will be commercial, and that parcel is at the southeast corner of this entire parcel. Parcel A, which is the location of the Lamar billboard, is being dedicated to the city, and parcel B is being dedicated as a gas utility easement. Under this plat, the streets and utilities within lot four, would remain private, though they are being built according to city specifications for potential dedication to the city at a future date. I stand for any questions.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Quick question, Johnny. Now, I was reading the documentation, and lot 5 is for a car wash. Is that going to be using, I know Toby just mentioned about we have adequate water, but for a car wash, do they recycle that water?
I think that's standard, but again, we don't know for sure that it will be a car wash. This was brought up 6 months ago or so. It's going to be commercial. It could be a car wash. It could be something else.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anyone else? Seeing none, thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Anyone in the audience?
Scotty from Bowhead. Toby, I'd like to know why or how you figure that they get 52 acre feet. Is it by homes? I know there's 100 and something homes going in. How do you allocate that? I mean, how do you figure it per home or whatever?
Yeah, so we have a formulary in the Development Services Division. So for every new development, there's a formula that it runs through.
Okay. That was my question.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one rise, Council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to approve item number 5 as read.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 6.
Item number 6, discussion and possible action to approve the acceptance of all required public improvements into the city system for maintenance for Montano Ridge, Tract 5156, Unit 2, Bullhead City, Arizona, subject to completion of the 3 outstanding items as outlined in the Utility Department's approval memo dated December 6, 2025, and further, once the outstanding items are accepted by city staff in writing, all required improvements will be deemed accepted into the city system as of that date, and the financial assurance will be fully released.
Mayor Head, Council Members.
Mr. Mayor, I need to ask to be excused due to a conflict of this item.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr.
sorry.
Manager.
Thank you. This is an agreement for Montano Ridge. I see the developers in the audience. This isn't necessarily a Johnny development question as much as it is a release and a contingency to hold them accountable for some of the things that aren't quite yet done. So if there's any questions, Garn, myself, Billy can get involved. We have talked to Mark. He's not here tonight. So there's just some cleanup things that have to happen. We're confident they will. Johnny can answer any questions you have about Montana Ridge, but the developers are here as well. So, Johnny, anything to add? Any questions for Johnny or I?
Let's Go ahead and start with Councilman.
Thank you. Johnny, I just had a question about if they had a time frame estimation for the items to be completed.
No, last I heard they were just a few weeks out, but the applicant is here. They might want to come up and speak to that.
Mr. Ayler probably would represent the development team.
Mr. Mayor, City Council members, Dan Ayler, staff, and members of the public were the developers of Montana Ridge Units 2 and 3. Unit 2 is the unit that is currently before you. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your question, Mr. Newland.
It's just if you have an estimated time frame for the items that are to be completed.
Yes, we've had multiple time frames for the questions, for the issues involved. They are not actually directly involving Unit 2. They are for a sewer lift station. And what's happened with that lift station is we've completely rebuilt it. It was originally built in 2007, never really activated. Not by us, but by the original developers of the project. And then we acquired it in 2008, I believe. But in any event, the issues that the City Utilities Division have raised, and legitimate issues, is the subdivision is served by both Unit 2 and 3 by a sewer lift station. That lift station has been fully active and in use since roughly the 1st of November. The problem is we've got a Cummins standby generator for it. It's operated electrically. The electric pumps, there are two. There's one pump is needed. The second one is a standby pump that automatically kicks on now if anything should occur to the first pump. The standby generator is really where two of the current three issues are. We have not been able to obtain from Cummins the wiring harness that allows that generator to automatically, or the switch that allows the generator to kick on should electrical power go out on it. We've been attempting to for, I think we're probably 3, maybe 4 months out as far as when those materials were supposed to be here, and they still are not. I was in Las Vegas Friday. Supposedly they were coming into the Cummins office up in Las Vegas, waited around for a while, and they did not make it. So they may be here tomorrow. They may not be here for, I wouldn't believe, another, you know, longer than a week or two. But the lift station is working and has been working perfectly since the 1st of November. Got all brand new electronics in place, operating. Both pumps are brand new. The third item is the SCADA system. The facility was originally approved by our predecessor and the city, as I understand it, without a SCADA system. That was a fair amount of time ago. Now I believe it's fair to say that, and Billy could provide better information on it, that I believe all of the similar type facilities that the city has are operated via the same SCADA system, and the city has requested that we, in effect, partner, I believe, with the city as far as the implementation and installation of the SCADA system. Not a terribly high-priced item. We've been willing to go forward and complete it for multiple months, but we have not yet received the information and design data from the system that this, from the entity that the city uses. So as soon as we receive that, we will have it installed with our partner, namely the city, literally instantly. So I would truly hope that within the next couple of weeks, these three items will be completed. What we're really here for tonight is to seek your approval and acceptance of the subdivision plat itself. The sewer lift station we're talking about is not within the subdivision.
Okay, thank you for the detailed explanation.
Thank you.
Well, Vice Mayor, go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Ehler. Montana Ridge Estates, when it's completed, approximately how many homes will you have there?
Unit 2 consists of 79 units.
Okay.
I think there are, Johnny might know better than I, perhaps 40 in some, either completed or some stage of completion as we stand here. Unit 3 has a similar number of units, 79 in Unit 3 also, which we are in construction on at the present time.
Right.
I think the sewer system is fairly well complete, underground I'm talking about, for Unit 3, and we're probably 30% finished with the water distribution system. All the lot pads are complete, actually.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
None? All right, thank you, Johnny. Anybody in the audience wish to address this issue? Seeing none, council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept line item 6 as stated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
6 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 7.
Item number 7, discussion and possible action to approve the Judicial Services Interim City Magistrate Agreement with Tom Brady at a rate of $75 hourly and authorize the city manager to execute the agreement and issue resulting payments.
Mayor Head and council members, the magistrate, Richard Spear, has submitted his resignation notice and will be leaving employment with the city right after the first of the year. The city is going through a recruitment process right now and has viable candidates for the city magistrate. However, there is a need to have an interim candidate for a very potentially short period of time. The council did discuss the opportunity to negotiate with the former mayor, Tom Brady, who's been pro temming, who also was the justice of the peace for the county, who has a great deal of experience in that realm. He, in fact, did agree to do that at a rate of $75 an hour. There are no other benefits. There's no state retirement. There's no health insurance. There's nothing else tied to that. So. It's a rate that is a good rate for the city, knowing that if we were to employ someone else, that hourly rate for someone from Phoenix or somewhere else would be most likely much higher than that and could include other fringe benefits, etc. We believe that the council may have interviews early in January, may appoint someone to the permanent position either late January, early February. So again, it's a very short period of time. We believe that Mr. Brady could fill that interim role, keep the courts operating efficiently. Our HR staff will help with any of the administrative or technical human resource functions of the court, and Mr. Brady would be asked to keep the court processes moving in the right direction. Happy to answer any questions. The contract was in your packet, was online, so there shouldn't be any questions about it. It's pretty straightforward. I'm happy to answer any questions. I see Mr. Brady is in the audience if you'd like to call him up. Otherwise, I stand for any of your questions.
Thank you. Any questions, Council? Anyone in the audience wishing to address this item? Seeing no one rise, Council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept line item 7 as stated.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 8.
Item number 8, discussion and possible action to adopt resolution number 2025-R-52, approving the memorandum of understanding between the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, ASI Arizona, and the Mojave Area General Narcotic Enforcement Team, MAGNET.
Mayor, Head Council Members, Interim Chief Danny Sharp will present this item.
Mr. Mayor and Council, this is an agreement that really codifies what's happening now with MAGNET. We work consistently with everybody to maintain investigations in the narcotics trafficking and protecting our community. This is a countywide program that's been in existence since 1988. HSI does sit on the HIDTA board and makes decisions on things that do affect MAGNET, and having two special agents assigned and cooperate with them just enhances our ability to stem the flow of illegal drugs coming across the border. I stand for any questions.
Thank you. Council, any questions? Seeing none, anybody in the audience wish to address this item? Seeing no one rise, Council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 8 as read.
Second motion.
A motion and a second. Please cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 9.
Item number 9, discussion and possible action to approve a budget transfer from the contingency budget to BARC site improvement budget to install a roll gate and fence to secure the BARC facility, police ramp, and BARC play area on the west side of the parking lot located at 2435 Miracle Mile in the amount not to exceed $20,000.
Mayor Head and Council Members, Human Services Director Jeff Tipton will present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mayor, Council, this is a request for Council to approve a budget transfer from the contingency budget to the BARC site improvement budget not to exceed $20,000. The funds will be used to install a fence and a roll gate to secure the police ramp and BARC play area located at 2435 Miracle Mile Road. The improvement will enhance the safety and control access to the ramp, the play area, and the BARC building. We did look at it today as part of our tour, and your approval would be appreciated, and I stand for any questions.
Thank you, Council. Any questions? Seeing none, anyone in the audience wish to address this item? Seeing none, Council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept line item 9 as stated.
I have a motion and a second. Please cast your vote.
Nothing's lighting up. Can you do that again, please? Councilmember, 7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 10, please.
Item number 10, discussion and possible action to authorize exemption to city marking required by ARS 38-538-1 on police vehicles used for investigations, undercover work, special operations by command staff, or for prisoner transport, 2 for vehicle exclusively used for animal transport for alteration or medical services, and 3 direct the city manager to verify any ongoing exemptions needed annually.
Mayor Head, Council Members, Arizona statute requires that city vehicles display the identification with the phrase "for official use only." This item is requesting that the City Council, as part of that statute, allow the city management to review the policy and also to approve exemptions for certain police vehicles that are used for investigations, undercover work, special operations by command staff, or for prison transport. It is requested that this class of vehicles be exempted from that city identification. I stand for any questions, as does our attorney.
Questions?
Mr. Mayor, I did have a question. Just why the animal transport is included for alteration or medical services? Well,
if you don't mind, I'll have the chief answer that.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Newland, the reason for that is there are significant emotional ties sometimes when animals are being transported. These are not commissioned people that are doing it. They're civilians. And by marking that, that could become a target if somebody knew that an animal was being transported, and making sure that the vehicle would be readily identified. So we thought it would be best to not have it identified.
Okay, thank you. That's a good reason.
Anyone else? Seeing none, anyone in the audience wish to address this item? Seeing no one rise, council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 10 as read.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 11.
Item number 11, discussion and possible action to authorize budget amendments from general fund general services contingency to the Marketplace Chaparral Golf Course cost center in the amount of $775,000 for debt assumed by agreement plus wages, operating costs, and improvements through February 2026.
Mayor Head and council members, both myself and the finance director, Robert Drexler, can answer any questions you might have on this issue. Essentially, council knows that in assuming the Chaparral Golf Course, we also assume some approximately $350,000 in liabilities that had been undertaken by the Chaparral Golf Course, CCC Inc. Also, since that time in operating the golf course, we've had to invest in the facility, not just the golf course, but also some investments in the clubhouse, the sand trap, as they call it, the restaurant, and the area all around that pool clubhouse area. So as we move forward, there will be an additional budget amendment in February as we look at additional costs, but we also have additional revenues. Since we've taken over, we've brought in approximately some $40,000. We believe that we probably can break even, minus all this capital that we're having to invest, but also the capital investment we're making is in perpetuity. It's forever. It's a city park. Will always and forever be that way, unless something dramatically happens that's going to affect this community more than anything else. But it's a golf course. It's a park. It's looking great. Angie and her team, in just a short time, with Victor Cervantes out there on that golf course, have turned it around from what really was a dusty, troubled golf course to something now where we're having some troubles with not enough golf carts, with too many people coming and trying to golf. So we've got some real problems. Those are good problems. We've been meeting with some of the current members. We have new members wanting to sign up for annual memberships. Things are going very well at Chaparral so far, but there are things that are broken that are going to need to be fixed. So what this essentially represents is fixing and the investments we've made so far on the golf course, the minimal investment we've made in the restaurant, and then all the staffing that so far has gone into it. We can break it down to the penny if you'd like us to, but for today's discussions, I'll cut it there, and anything you want to talk to Robert and I about, we're happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Council?
No questions, just a comment. After my last meeting there last month, I actually spoke with a golfer, just didn't know who he was, and I asked him, how is the course? And he told me it's the best it's been in 10, 15 years. So, and this is just a random, you know, I didn't know him, so it's nice to hear that.
Excellent. No? Anyone in the audience wishing to address this item? Seeing none, council.
Motion to approve item 11 as read.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second. Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Thank you. That ends our agenda items for this evening. Merry Christmas and have a happy and healthy new year.